April 24th. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, choose the year and month, and you will see a list of the guests together with links to their websites and other interesting links that are appropriate. For questions or comments during the program, email spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna at spingola.com. As you know, RBN is conducting a pledge drive to try to get help for their financial struggles. You may help by contributing to that pledge drive. Just call 800-724-2719 or go to republicbroadcasting.org. You may support RBN by purchasing products from the RBN website, including business cards or bumper stickers. You may also subscribe to the archives at a higher rate than the usual $1.33 per month, or purchase some advertising if you have a product or service that you wish to promote. You may do that by calling 800-724-2719 or again by going to republicbroadcasting.org. My guest today is Michael Walsh. That's W-A-L-S-H. He is the author of The Triumph of Reason, The Thinking Man's Guide to Adolf Hitler, and Witness to History, which is available on Kindle at Amazon. And he is just finishing, or has finished, Behind Enemy Lines, and The Reich Has Its Heroes, too. Welcome to the program, Michael.
Hello, Deanna. How are you and how are your listeners?
They're wonderful. We have some of the best listeners on the planet. I really believe that RBN's listeners are a very special group of people who can understand the truth, relish the truth, want to know more about it, and they know the truth from the lies. You can't fool them.
It's a pity there aren't more like them, but the world is waking up thanks to networkers and broadcasters like yourself, and I think we're on a pretty much of a high. We're going in the right direction, Deanna.
Oh, I absolutely believe that. People are, well, for instance, when you read some of the comments on some of the YouTube videos about World War II, which is your interest and my interest also, you find that a lot of people are saying, hey, wait a minute, that's not true. The Nazis didn't do this. They didn't do that. There were no gas chambers. And it's very enlightening to see that so many people are waking up. It's great. I love it.
It's very enlightening and it's very heartening. Of course, here in Europe, we've just had the French elections, and the media over here is absolutely horrified that Marine Le Pen of Front National gained 20% of the support, which is 6 million French people voted for them. And this is despite the most horrendous conventional media campaign against the Front National. And again, what it shows to us, especially in Deanna, Europe, Deanna, where we don't have the same freedom of broadcasting that you fortunate Americans have, we've been too reliant on the conventional media for years, and to see her getting so much support, not only in France but throughout Europe, shows you that more and more people are listening to broadcasters like yourself, and of course they're gleaning their information from the internet. So, you know, the media, the conventional media, is on its way out. It's not in the same prime situation to be able to influence people anymore.
That's super. All righty, we're going to go to a three-minute break. We'll be right back with our guest today, Michael Walsh. So stay tuned.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Used for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Guest today is Michael Walsh, and he is the author of many, many good books. And we were talking about the media before we went to the break, and I believe that the media in most countries, including in this country, has been a mouthpiece for the government. But they're a little bit more subtle here in this country. We have the illusion of a free press, a free media. And so people tend to believe that they're not going to be subtle and sneak in a lot of lies in the mainstream media and pretend that it is alternative, for instance, like Fox News or one of those networks. And they're also going to use agents within the real alternative media. And so that's the subtlety of it. And I think that, you know, we get, like in some countries, they go in with guns and you know, force, military force. And in other countries, they do it very subtly. They just come in and kind of take over things and have you believing things that are not true. You know, I go with this 90%, 10%, you know, 90% of what a person might say might be true, and so therefore everybody will believe that 100% of what a person says is true, when in fact maybe 10% is a lot of propaganda and lies that a person just kind of sneaks into the mix. What are your views on that? Michael, are you there? Michael? Am I alone here or what? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. You can hear me?
Now I can.
I don't, Okay, I don't know what happened there. I didn't pull any plugs out or anything like that in my little studio here. So it's one of those things that will forever be a mystery. But yeah, you're absolutely right. The media, the conventional media, the television, the radio, and the not free radio, and the newspapers, of course, do put a spin in many subtle ways, as you've just said. And the other thing is censorship. You don't know your news is being censored because it's not in the newspapers. But to give you an example of that, over here in Europe, where there is terrific austerity and people are really, really suffering because of the credit crunch, so-called, we're having demonstrations that are over a million strong, and they're not being heard or seen. You know, unless you're local to, say, Dublin or Barcelona or Madrid or Frankfurt, you don't even know these demonstrations are happening. So they are censoring the revolt, the people's revolt against them. At any one time, Diana, you go to Madrid, there are hundreds of thousands of people demonstrating. It's the same in Valencia, and it is the same in Barcelona. And the violence of these demonstrations, but it is being airbrushed out of the conventional media. And even in the countries in which are affected, it's nothing is appearing there either. So it's, you know, we've moved into a tough situation, and we've got to figure our way out to use the internet to inform people better.
Right. And of course, what is true in Europe is also true here. I mean, the media is so censored here. We just do not hear about the things that are really important and vital to us. And the things that are so dangerous for us. And of course, the government has lied about so very many things. They've lied about, you know, every single war. You know, everything that has happened, you know, from the, they've lied about history. And history is something that I really appreciate, accurate history, that is. And I know that you do also. And, you know, if a government can lie about its history, I mean, they've taken your culture, they've stolen your culture, they've stolen, they've given you perceptions to believe that are not true. It is the most egregious thing to lie about things, particularly about the past.
Yeah, and the lying is subtle as well. So people, in their innocence, are, you know, not knowledgeable about what is going on. Again, I come back to the theme that I was just mentioning. I was talking to a couple of Dublin residents who are over here on holiday. I'm in southern Spain, of course. And they were totally unaware of a massive demonstration. 60% of the Irish people are refusing to pay their health tax, which is a terrific blow to the government because they depend upon it. It's part of the austerity measures. 60% are refusing to write the checks out, and 20,000 of them marched through Dublin. And even Dublin people who were just out of the city for the day, they didn't know that it was happening because the Irish press, the British press, and bear in mind, Diana, this is the same press that when 10,000 people were demonstrating against Vladimir Putin in Moscow, it was making headline news in the major newspapers in Britain and in France and the BBC. They were all making a big play of considerably smaller numbers demonstrating against Vladimir Putin. But when it happens in the West, there is a complete blackout on it.
Well, that is very amazing. And it's amazing that people would refuse to write checks for their taxes. We just finished tax day, you know, on the 15th of April. And, you know, everybody is so obedient here. They all think that the government uses that money to run the government. And yet everybody, well, not everybody, but most people believe that the government is corrupt. And yet they're so intimidated by the law, by what will happen to them if they don't comply, that they go ahead and do it out of fear, which is a terrible way to live. You know, it's just an awful way to exist. And yet we're not unified. Because of our multicultural society, we simply are not unified. There's no one group. Well, there are a lot of groups, but there's no unified group that would you know, address all of the issues that need addressing.
Yeah, we haven't got democracy. I think it was your George Lincoln Rockwell who said that the human mind is very much like a computer. It can only come out with the information that has been fed into it. So if people are unaware of what is going on around the world, and especially in their own country, the issues that affect them, then how are they able to cast their vote in a responsible way if much of the information that they depend upon to make a decision is being withheld from them? So it is a denial of democracy, but this doesn't affect them. You know, Goldman Sachs is effectively running the European Central Bank now. You know, that's the way it is. And you know, I said to a newspaper the other day, and I stand to be corrected on this, Diana, is what has happened in Europe, and to a great extent the United States too, is what happened in Russia in 1917. There the Bolsheviks overthrew the Russian government and took over, and of course we had communism for quite a number of years after that. But this time the bankers have done it themselves. They didn't need the Bolsheviks. They've done it.
Certainly. And they've done it here in this country with Lincoln's War. Basically, from Lincoln's War forward, you had the beginnings of socialism. And when you think about how the culture has been created, starting with Lincoln's War, even the Pledge of Allegiance was basically written by a socialist, and it was designed to make us feel patriotic if we pledged or if we gave our allegiance to the government, when in fact it's the government that should give its allegiance to us. They supposedly work for us. But then, you know, if they have lied about every single war, and they have, I mean, they lied about the USS Maine, they lied about the Lusitania, they lied about the 1929 crash, they lied about Pearl Harbor, they lied about so many, many, many things. And they've lied about these things through authoritarian figures that they have set up, for instance, in the government schools. I mean, we do have government schools. We do know that the government is corrupt. We do know that the government lies. We do know that they control the media, or the five corporations that they are in bed with control the media. So why do we believe what we have been taught via the government schools, if we know that we can't trust the government? And yet we trust those textbooks because some little nice lady up at the front of a classroom seems to be a nice person and is telling us these things, and we're supposed to believe it simply because she's charismatic and, you know, it's a one-on-one situation. But she represents the government. He represents the government. The government lies.
Yeah, you don't get representation anymore, and they control who they talk to, and they don't debate the issues. You don't get proper debate. The only people who are brought onto television to debate their issues are the people who are already on side, if you know what I mean. Now, a good example of this is we do know that they're very, very concerned about the growth in what they call Holocaust denial and the revisionists. So if they've got a problem with it, resolving that problem is quite easy. All they've got to do is have a few television debates of people who are revisionists and those who believe that the Holocaust happened. Why don't they do it? Simply because they know that they're not going to stand up to argument on the public airwaves.
How true. There was one fella, Phil Donahue, who did have a couple of, he had David Cole on his program, and this has been some time back, and he had, I can't remember the other people he had on there, but by then, this was probably in, I don't know, early 90s, but by then, everybody had been so we have to go to a break. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break, so stay tuned. Be back in 3 minutes.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Michael Walsh, and we were talking before we went to the break about David Cole on the Phil Donahue program, television program, and that was in 1994, and Bradley Smith was on with him. There were about three other people on the opposite side. Bradley Smith runs CODA, and David Cole has kind of dropped out of sight. I believe that his fellow religionist almost beat him to death for what he did. But, you know, it was very interesting. There are audio or videos on the internet about this program, and you could tell exactly whose side the audience was on because they had gone through 30 years of really intense propaganda via Hollywood movies, via TV movies, and via the participation and the activities of the ADL in promoting the Holocaustianity. And so I believe that was probably the last time that we actually had any public debate. And even the audience, as I say, the audience were, you know, you could tell that they were on the side of the Jewish people because they had been brainwashed. And, of course, the Holocaust Museum, which opened just about that same time, had really, you know, the committee that was given the opportunity, well, given the job of creating the Holocaust Memorial Museum, the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, which is an official government agency, you know, they'd they'd done their job.
Yeah, it's the way they shape it, isn't it? You've got your great figures in the media, and so does Britain. And we were talking a moment ago about the debates on television, and Matthew Parris is a very, very well-known journalist, a very highly respected one, and he was the British Press Awards Columnist of the Year in 1996. And talking about television debates, and it's exactly the same in the United States, he says, television lies. All television lies. It lies persistently, instinctively, and by habit. Everyone involved in television lies. There is a culture of mendacity surrounds the medium, and those who work there live it, they breathe it, and they prosper by it. I know of no area of public life, no, not even politics, that is more saturated by a professional cynicism. If you wanted a word that takes you to the core of it, I would offer the word rigged. Is it dishonest for the presenter to imply that the pundit in the chair is free to offer any opinion when the truth is that 50 pundits were telephoned, but only the fellow who is prepared to offer the requisite opinion was invited to the chair? Now, what does that tell you? It's exactly the same, Diana, as in the Soviet Union. Are you there, Diana? Have we lost our connection again?
I'm sorry, no. I muted my mic so I could get a drink of water, and then I just forgot.
Okay,
to unmute
fair enough. As long as you're still there. But it's exactly the same. You may have heard of it before, but John Swinton, he was the editor of the New York Tribune. He was speaking to the New York Press Association on April 12, 1893. And nothing has changed since then. As a matter of fact, it's become worse. And he says there is no such thing as an independent press in America, unless it is in the country towns. You know it. I know it. There is not one of you who would dare to express, and he's talking to journalists here, who would dare to express an honest opinion. If you express an honest opinion, you know beforehand, it would never appear in print. Now, Diana, I am a journalist. I know that's exactly the truth. The newspapers that I write for, I know what I can get away with, and I know what I can't get away with. That is not democracy. I should be able to speak my mind as long as it's within the law, and I always stay within the law. So we really don't have democracy, do we?
No. And, of course, the people who are working for as journalists or on TV, they know that if they say the wrong word, that they will be booted out before the end of the program, just about, because they've seen it happen, and they don't want it to happen to them. So, you know, they censor themselves because of the examples that they have seen of other people being given the boot. I think, you know, Helen Thomas is a good example of this. I mean, she spoke her mind. She justifiably spoke her mind. And, boy, she was out.
Yep. And turkeys don't vote for Christmas, do they?
No, they don't.
Turkeys don't vote for Christmas. But where you will find now the journalists, the good ones, and there are plenty of good journalists, don't for a moment ever think that all journalists are bent or that they're all palace journalists. They're not. The palace journalists are still working for the conventional media. That is very, very tightly controlled. But if you do want, it's the likes of the free broadcasting services, free of the conventionality like yourselves, and of course there is the internet. This is where you will find good, responsible journalism today. And I never thought, you know, if you'd have said to me as recently as 1990, you know, that I will be tuning in to Russian radio to get a balanced view of world affairs, I would have thought you were crazy. But I go to Russia Today now, it's much more free.
It's amazing. All righty, we'll be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors, so stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Michael Walsh, and we will take calls in the second hour at 800-313-9443. Now, Michael, you were saying that you watch Russia Today TV, and, you know, I have some concerns about, you know, I'm just haven't made up my mind about the situation in Russia because of the way that the so-called communism fell. Did it fall, or what? Did capitalism come in? Basically, they're, you know, two feathers of the same vulture. And, you know, can we really trust, what is coming out of Russia, Russia Today? What are your views about Putin? I mean,
Russia went bankrupt, quite frankly. I think it was a social experiment that, quite frankly, didn't work. We know that it was financed by Wall Street back at the turn of the 20th century, and we know that they bankrolled the whole operation, and the scheme behind it was to turn the world's biggest country, 8,000 miles long, into one great, for want of a better word, a cotton plantation, in which everybody would be slaves and nobody would have the right to, you know, to democracy of any kind. So it was one great plantation farm that was financed. And, you know, you had the Ukrainian famine, which murdered 7 million people. And you've got an awful lot of Ukrainians who are living in the United States, are wonderful people, as with other Eastern Europeans. They're living in the United States, and we want them back, if you don't mind. but they were driven out by communism. But communism was bankrolled, and this is why I say what is happening now is they've taken, they've done to Europe what they did to St. Petersburg in 1917. And Putin, I believe, I could be perhaps wrong, but my belief is that he is really cocking a snook at the international cabal of bankers, and they don't like it. But if you want an insight into this, watch how your conventional media treats Vladimir Putin, and if they are hostile to him, then the guy can't be all that bad.
Unless it's orchestrated opposition and, controlled opposition.
Yeah, there is always that to it, and this happens right throughout, even in the smallest nationalist organizations, you do get subversion. It comes with the territory. We all know it. We all suffer from it, and the media do. The media does it in the same way as they will the Daily Mail, for instance. I'm sure the other newspapers use the same principles, is they will allow, say, of 100 letters, 90 of them will be on the side of the government and 10 will be hostile to the government, which gives the reader, in his or her innocence, the idea that this is democracy at work, when in actual fact the reality may have been that 90% of the letters were hostile to the government and only 10% were pro-government. And so in this way, they get the two bites of the cherry, if you like. They give the idea that this is a free press and democracy works. And of course it isn't work. It's being manipulated.
Right. And, at the time of the, getting back to the Russian thing, at the time of the seizure in 1991, there was a KGB coup against Gorbachev. And now you have him over here. He's been involved with the Green Movement, Al Gore's Green Movement. And we find a lot of participation by the Bush family in the takedown of the Soviet Empire. And, you just have to kind of wonder, okay, what happened? Who took over the banks at that point in time? What was the deal? What exactly happened, and who runs the banks over there now?
Yeah, communism collapsed, as we all know. It started. It's what was happening in 1985, 1986 is exactly what is happening in Europe now. Is there was a terrific amount of public disenchantment. The system was just collapsing. It was imploding, if you like. The whole of the Soviet system was going bankrupt, and there was absolutely nothing that anybody could do about that. The system had failed. So when it did collapse, you'll remember Lech Walesa and Solidarity in Poland, and it spread throughout Eastern Europe, and we all saw what happened, and that was when the bankers' cartels, everybody who was ruining our part of the world now, moved in to pick up the pieces like jackals. And, of course, there was a terrific amount of social upheaval at the time with Gorbachev and those who followed him, like Yeltsin. And this is where the oligarchs just grabbed everything, and a lot of the money started going to Israel. And Russia, in its death throes, was being milked dry by these people. Then along came Putin, and he's turning things round, and the economy in Russia is going extremely well. The difference between Russia and the United States is Russia cuts deals with the people that it wants to do trade with. Where America and Britain, I'm sorry to say, they're still doing what they've been doing for hundreds of years. They go in and take it. That's the difference in the policies.
Well, that's interesting, yeah.
Food for thought, isn't it, Diana?
Yes, it is, you're right about the group that that was involved in that. I mean, there was this group called the Vulcans, which was functioned under the first. Well, actually, it functioned under both Bush administrations. But you had people like Richard Armitage and Richard Pearl, Zakheim, Rabbi Dov S. Zakheim, Robert Zollig, Wolfowitz. And well, Other key figures included Dick Cheney and George P. Shultz, Colin Powell, and who came back. You know, they were with the first Bush administration, then came back for the second Bush administration. And I believe that they had a lot of influence in the take, you know, the so-called fall of communism, and in enabling Israel. So it's just very interesting how all of these things happen at about the same time, you know, where you have the America, the Project for a New American Century, and you know, it's just very interesting the time frame of it.
Yeah, there are an awful lot of subtleties going on in diplomacies. There is the global infrastructure is being radically changed, and this is why we have the trouble in Syria. And this is to keep Russia, of course, out of the Mediterranean, because this is the gateway. You know, you think what a calamity it would be to lose the Panama Canal, and believe me, to the Russians, the Mediterranean and the trade routes that it opens up is far more important to them than the Panama Canal or, you know, anything of that nature. The United States is very, very fortunate. East and west, it probably has a total of about 9,000 miles of coastline. It doesn't have any problems on defense. But here you've got Russia, which is considerably bigger than the United States, and they really are hemmed in. You know, they're at the Baltic, and you've got a waterway no bigger than the Panama Canal to come out of the Baltic and into the North Sea. Otherwise, you've got the Bosphorus, and again, you've got somewhere no wider than the Hudson River for them to come out of. And other than that, it's in Vladivostok, which is almost within pea-shooting distance of Alaska. So they're very, very hemmed in, and, you know, they must be feeling very, very sensitive about these issues.
Yeah, and you know, the situation with the Panama Canal, which actually it was operated under the Panama Canal Company from 1903 to 1979, and then because, well, we had jurisdiction over it, and because Panama owed so much money to the international bankers, excuse me, Carter relinquished our jurisdiction over the canal so that Panama could earn enough money charging, to operate the canal so that they could pay back the bankers. You know, it wasn't so much that Carter was just saying, well, you know, it's the right thing to do. I mean, it all had to do with money.
Absolutely right. And I think this lies behind everything. Sometimes we think the politicians are doing something because it's wise to do so, and or because it's an opportune moment to do so. But very, very often you'll see that the strings are being pulled behind the scenes. And I'm sorry to say that politicians, whether they're in Europe or in the United States, they're just theatre now. They're not the ones who are making the decisions. What they are doing is they are managing decisions that are made by people who will never, ever be elected.
Exactly. Exactly. And then, of course, we have a huge bureaucracy here of unelected people who make so many decisions that are so egregious to the American people, you know, like the FDA. And all the stuff that they approve of that is out and out poisonous and bad for our health. And yet these people were never elected, and they serve the corporations. We have this corporate turnstile, you know, you go from government position to back into the corporate world and then back again into the government position. And then we have a lot of these people who have stock in the corporations that they used to work for, and so they make decisions based on that, and it is pretty awful.
Yeah, you got the lobbying groups. You got the lobbying groups in Europe. You got, of course, the lobbying groups in Washington, and you know, these are the people who are pulling the strings, and they're very, very powerful. Because, as I've said before, you know, they're putting pressure on the politicians for 365 days every single year. The only time that the public put any pressure on the politicians is once every 4 or 5 years. So, you know, it's a win-win situation, you know, but it's a lose-lose situation for the poor public who are hoodwinked into thinking that they're living in a democracy. They're not living in a democracy. And very often you'll find that the politicians, once they're in power and they give the go-ahead to some of these lobbying groups who are selling whatever they're selling, is that when the period in political office, Parliament or the Senate or the Congress finishes, then they get a very nice job in one of the companies that lobbied them earlier when they were in power. So you've not only got a rotating dictatorship, but you've got the people on the boards of the great multinationals who are also politicians. It's as corrupt as you could possibly imagine.
Right. And when you think about it, do you think about the relationship between the corporations and the international bankers? Because the corporations couldn't exist without the money that they initially borrow from the bankers. Then you have to ask yourself, okay, so who's really running everything?
It is the banks that are running everything, isn't it? And this has been the way of things for a long, long time. The Rothschilds and all the rest of it, the Kuhn Loebs, right throughout Wall Street, right throughout Germany, Frankfurt, of course, at the turn of the century. They finance everything. They finance the Napoleonic Wars. Without the banks, then many of the wars would not have been fought simply because governments couldn't afford to buy them. So we're fighting wars on credit, and we're hoping that the spoils of war will pay for the credit back. And, you know, this is really no way to run global affairs.
And a lot of people die. Millions, and you mentioned it before with the Ukrainian starvation, the famine, which was deliberate. I mean, they just sent their goons, their thugs out to pick up all the food, confiscate all the food, and it was deliberate. And just a terrible, terrible thing.
Yeah, these people have got absolutely no scruples, you know. Now, to give you an example of this, the 6 million, alleged 6 million, this is important to them because, of course, they're milking Europe, they're milking the United States, and they're milking, of course, Germany, you know, to provide so-called reparations, compensation to Israel. So it's important for them to keep it alive. But the Ukrainian, now, let us just imagine for a moment that 6 million Jews did lose their lives. They wouldn't have been the only ones that lost their lives. A lot more Germans and Russians lost their lives than the Jews did, but nobody ever hears about these because they can't be milked for compensation. It's the same as the poor Ukrainian nation. 7 million lost their lives through a deliberate famine because Stalin, of course, was... He was selling their corn, everything that they needed to eat, to the bankers so that they could make a profit. Now, they've got no sentiment, they've got no principles, they've got no scruples, these people. You know, they feel no more about 7 million people dying or 10 million or 20 million Russians or 15 million Germans. It is nothing to those, Diana. It is like a farmer, does he lose any sleep because 50,000 or 2 million ears of corn have been felled in the wake of the tractor. This is the way they look at it, unfortunately.
So they view us as non-human?
That's right. They don't regard, you know, they don't see human beings as you and I see human beings. These people are so totally removed from anything of that nature. And this is life. We shouldn't be really surprised by it. You know, it happened in Britain in the 18th and 19th century when a person alleged just to have stolen a spoon from the manor would be shipped abroad for the rest of their lives. These people don't have any scruples whatsoever. You know, we are just wheats of corn.
And so it's okay for the bureaucratic officials to work with the corporations to have us imbibe fluoride, drink fluoride, eat fluoride, and all the other poisonous, the GMOs and all that stuff, because we're non-humans. We're nothing.
Yeah, that's right. We're just something to make money. We're stock, we're produce, we can be dispensed with. And when they need to dispense with us, they do it. They did it in the Highland clearances. Here again, you've got a lot of Scots people who live in Canada in the United States. They didn't go there by choice. They were driven out. They were driven out from their lands because the landowners wanted them in Scotland. They wanted them in Ireland, of course, and in Russia and everywhere else. And this is all driven by economics, which is driven by the banks. And the banks have got to be removed, and the banks are being removed throughout the world. This is why the Western world can't compete with the Chinese and the Latin American banks, and, of course, the Indian banks. We can't compete with those because they're less corrupt.
Right. Now, you brought up the Chinese banks. And, of course, labor is very cheap over there, and we get a lot of our product over there. But it's those multinational corporations that have left America. We have a three-minute break. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break, so stay tuned.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. My guest today is Michael Walsh, and we were talking a bit about China and, so many of the multinational corporations moved to China where they're doing very well. It's a very growing economy. And You know, the mainstream media keeps talking about how the U.S. is borrowing money from China, but, you know, that's just not the case. We're not borrowing money from China. We're paying multinational corporations for the products that we import. And of course, the mainstream media does not want to say, well, you know, the money's going to the corporations, it's going to the international bankers, they're making the fees on the things that we think that we need to live. Something very interesting, Dr. Frederick Tobin wrote me a note, sent me an email, directing my attention to IsraelNationNews.com, and talking about Stephen Goodson. Let me just go over this. The South African Israel Public Affairs Committee is calling for Stephen Goodson, director of the South African Reserve Bank, to be fired following reports of his pro-Nazi views and statements calling the Holocaust a huge lie. Goodson, who was elected as a non-executive director in 2003, expressed his beliefs last year in a radio interview with talk show host Deanna Spingola. He denied the Holocaust, calling it a huge lie that it was created to extract large amounts of compensation from Germany. He also spoke about his admiration for Hitler's economic policies, saying the German ruler transformed the country and reduced the unemployment rate from 30% to zero in 6 years, the Independent Online reported. So I guess they really are watching things, aren't they? I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, things are changing, and you were talking before the break, Diana, about the hemorrhage, and you're not the only of trade away from the United States to the Far East, and in particular China. And it was the United States representative, Betty Sutton, who pointed out that the United States lost an average of 15 manufacturing facilities every single day over the last 10 years. Can you believe that? That is factual. By 2010, 2 years ago, this figure had reached 23 factories were closing down in the United States every single day. You stop and think about the cost of that in human terms, because every man or every woman who worked in these 23 factories that are closing down every day, they've got families to feed. Who's feeding them now? When are the taxpayers going to run out of money? What happens then?
Well, this is a huge, huge economic warfare against the country, against the middle class. They are trying to have two classes of citizens here, the slaves and the masters. And it's very deliberate. It's designed to by these multinational corporations who are in bed, obviously, with the media, because the media is certainly covering this all up. You know, they come on and they talk about, oh, we've got to create some jobs, we've got to do this, we've got to do that, when, in fact, it's deliberate that they are the ones that that are concealing what actually happened to our manufacturing industry. All righty, we'll be back in 60 seconds after our top of the hour break and station ID.
The next round.